I really love this guy being in here. Chris Wilson, good morning to you. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good to be here.
Oh, yeah. You know, this right here is right up my wife's alley. It's up mine, too, with what you do. And you know what? Go right ahead and tell everybody what you are doing right here in the Hudson Valley and have been for the past 6 years.
We're Luna Grown Jam and Jelly, and we make jam. We make a reduced sugar product so that everyone can enjoy it, the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
We grow a good portion of our fruits. The stuff that we don't grow, we get from local farmers, like peaches, apples. We get those here in the valley, and we put it together, and it's been 6 years. It's been great so far.
Now, this is your brainchild.
This is my brainchild, yes.
Wow. What happened there? I mean, what gave you the signal?
I had friends that got land. They got farmland. We had dogs, and we let the dogs run. And the one pup, Luna, hence the company name, got lost, and we found her, and she was in 8 acres of blueberries just picking them off the bushes.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. And we said, well, what are we going to do with all these blueberries? And we started making jam.
I'll be darned.
Yeah,
I'll be doggone. No kidding. That is crazy.
Yeah.
That is really, really crazy. And, I mean, you do marmalade? Do you do jellies?
We do a few jellies. As you mentioned earlier, there's a chipotle jelly for this season and our candy apple, which is only available during the holidays.
And, hello.
And we have marmalades are here in touch and go with us. Because we're picky about our fruit, because we don't grow the citrus. But usually in December, we'll come out with a blood orange and raspberry marmalade, which is usually gone really fast. But we try to make enough to keep everybody happy.
See, now I'm a marmalade type guy. I really am. I love when my stepmother used to make homemade preserves. They lived down in West Virginia. Oh, it was so good. She used to make fresh blueberry preserves because they were in a very rural area, very, very remote. Their property was surrounded by the Shenandoah Mountains.
Nice.
They lived in the Shenandoah Valley, to give you a little bit of a brief idea, right across the dirt road from them. And they were basically the only house on the road they call Blueberry Hill. And she would go over there and pick all the blueberries. I mean, you're like 20 years behind the times down there, but I know the flavor. I know the taste. I'm very much alive with salivating right now when you say the blueberry jam you make.
Yeah, so it's got the whole fruit, it's got the skin, it's got the pulp. It's it's all there.
Oh, how awesome is this?
It's nice.
But now, where are you located? You have a store? Where are you located?
No, our farm is in Wurtsboro, but we're not open to the public. So we have we sell to retailers. We sell to just 24 stores in the tri-state area, most of which are in the Hudson Valley because this is our home.
Oh, wow. So I can't just walk in your front door and say, I want this, I want that, I don't want that.
No, you can't. You can order it online, and I'll send it to you. But you can find one of the incredible local retailers here in the valley. You can pick up your cheese at the same time. Just some cheese shops carry us. They're butchers that carry us. So you can really put something together that's beautiful. It's all right there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, the purity of all of this is what really attracts me to everything right here.
And that's our goal, is keep the garbage out of it, because there's no sense in that. Not for us, and we don't want to give it to our customers. We want it clean. We want them to taste it. We want them to enjoy the layers of the fruit and what it has to offer.
Oh, yeah. Now there's something on here that's really sparked my curiosity. You have a spiced fig jam?
Yes.
spiced fig jam.
And it's spiced actually with cinnamon and bourbon. So you get the fig, and then you get that nice little hint of cinnamon, and then you get a layer of bourbon, which isn't a strong bourbon flavor, but it's there. You go, oh, that's nice. That's different. It's warm. So it's very inviting.
Wow. Now how I have to ask you, though, is this something that maybe your grandmother did or your ancestors did and jarring this stuff with the recipes?
No, these are my recipes.
Really? Do you have a background in culinary with this? Or
my background actually is in the bar business.
What?
Yeah, it was bar and in some restaurants, but that's my background.
No kidding. Yeah. I'll be damned. I'm not kidding you. This is great. So how do we get to your website?
Lunagrown.com. LunaGrown.
Oh, wow. Now these batches of these preserves or jams, jellies mm-hmm. that you make, is all of this in a limited number? I mean, in other words, if I go online to your site and I order like three jars of this, two jars of this, and three jars of that, do you have production limitations on what you do here, I guess?
No. Whatever flavors we have now will run through the holiday season. And when we run out, I just make more. And that's just how it goes until the season is over. And then we change varieties again come January because we try to stay seasonal so we can remain fresh, keep our fruits fresh, keep everything fresh.
And it's only you doing all this?
Yep.
Wow. Did you ever think about, like really getting out there and setting the world on fire with this?
Well, sure. Everybody does. And I think when I hit the right age and the company grows to the point that I'm ready, then, you know, you look at selling or having somebody else take over the responsibilities like any business does. And I don't care where you are in the United States, but that's the goal of most businesses is to grow in a healthy way, you know, to leave your mark on the world in a positive way.
Oh no, absolutely. And let me tell you something, you know, you get to a point in your life where it's all about the food. Seriously. And I mean, when you get up in the morning and you have a little piece of toast or something, and but yet the delectable of all of it is...
You have a little piece of chocolate with some cranberry jam on it, and you're good. That's breakfast. You're good to go.
Give us your website address again.
Lunagrown.com. LunaGrown.com.
Wow, and people can request a brochure, or do you naturally mail that out whatever you order?
Can they request what?
A brochure.
No, we don't send that out. That's actually the one that I gave you is actually our wholesale catalog.
Wow. Wait till my wife sees this. I mean, seriously. Folks, check it out. Lunagrown.com. You really need, I'm telling you, people, you got to go there. You got to go there. Check this out. All right. Lunagrown.com. And it was really good having you in the studio.
Seriously. It was a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you. And you know what? I mean, the story about the dog is just, that's crazy.
But it's the truth.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Can I ask, is Luna still around?
Luna, she left us last year, and her buddy, her best boy, left us the year before.
Oh.
That's the two, if you look on the jars there, you'll see two dogs and our logo on the back of the catalog. That's Luna and Ben.
Oh.
So
almost make me have a tear in my eye with this.
They started us and they carry us on.
Oh my gosh. You know, I've always heard that people can learn from their animals. They have something to show us. Boy, here's some positive proof here. I mean, they touched your heart enough for you to name your company after Luna.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Great job.
Thank you.
Great job. Absolutely. And thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. All right. Let's see. What do we got to do now? I got a tear in my eye over Luna. All right. And boy, I'm telling you, these jams and everything look absolutely sensational, folks. Don't forget, lunagrown.com. Right now, Hudson Valley traffic.
This traffic report sponsored by Leo's Italian Restaurant and Pizza.